I said, I didn't eat all right, but she made the bread.
Oh, I see. Well, I think after that description you gave of making bread, I'd at least make you made it one time. Oh, my. Oh,
man, he's going over to him about that.
Yeah, that is funny. we're talking about weather. You know, we were just talking about it being hot, and I guess now's a good time to ask you about that. Oh, thank you. I just might do that. Hey, that feels good. Those white fluffy things up there in the sky they're what?
We call them our thunderheads.
Ah.
Yeah.
And what does that usually mean?
Well, a thunderhead means thunder, sometime or another. Sometimes it's for all, but we call them thunderheads.
Thunderheads?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything?
Flakes flakes or something like that. Yeah.
If you, if everything up in the sky were kind of black looking, you might walk outside and say, I don't like the looks of those black.
Yeah. Why you be looking for a storm or something to come up then?
Yeah. When it's been real sunshiny, you know, real fair, happy day, and then all of a sudden it gets dark, you'd say the weather is doing what?
It's changing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Suppose it was the other way. Suppose you'd been having a storm and all of a sudden it began to get light again, you'd say the weather's doing what?
Moderating.
Moderating?
Yeah.
Okay. On a nice day, when there's very few clouds in the sky, you know, the sun shining, you might say, it sure is a what kind of day?
Hot and nice, buddy.
Yeah, when it's, when the sun's shining, you know, and it's not too hot, it's just the kind of day you'd like to be outside in. You could say, it sure is what kind of day?
A pleasant day.
All right.
Pleasant day.
And the opposite kind of day, when it's real dark and threatening and or cloudy. You might say it's what kind of day?
Why, we call it backwards weather.
Hey, that's interesting. What does that mean?
Well, backwards, we say, the weather's not in our favor.
Backwards weather.
Yeah, we just add backwards weather.
Oh, I like that. Now, that would look like what?
Well, I don't know. It just wouldn't be.
Would it be raining?
Well, it just soon to rain, maybe sleet or snow, or just do anything more.
Just any kind of a bad looking.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to turn it in kind of way. We call that backwards weather.
I see. If it is raining, if you have a very heavy rain, you know, hard rain, but it doesn't last very long, what do you call that?
Well, if it rains, it don't last long.
Uh-huh. Just real hard, but just a few minutes.
We had a real hard rain, but it didn't last long.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have a name for it, though? Did you ever hear it called, you know, something like a goose drowner or something?
Well, sometimes if it's hard enough, we call it a cloudburst.
But
if it's not hard enough, we won't call it that. We just say it's a moderate shower. We just say it's a big, short rain, but it didn't last long.
And if you say shower, that means it doesn't last real long.
Yes.
But it's not real hard.
No, that's right.
Okay, what about a rain? If you go outside and it's raining a little bit, but not very much, just a few drops, you'd say it's a...
Well, we say it's beginning to drizzle rain a little. We call it a drizzle.
And that, it's drizzled?
Yes.
What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning?
Electric storm.
We've had a lot of those lately, every afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. Electric storm.
If the wind is coming from, I think from that direction, you'd say the wind is what?
High from the south. We'd sit back this way.
All right. And suppose it was coming kind of that direction.
Well, kind of southeast.
All right, and about that direction.
No, southwest.